Temperatures have warmed up quite nicely across the area this afternoon, as we are in the neighborhood of 40 degrees for an afternoon high. It was a bit wintry this morning, though. We had a light wintry mix that resulted in some slippery travel across portions of the area. Then as temperatures warmed up during the late morning and early afternoon, many of those icy areas did transition over to just some spotty showers, and much of that ice did melt. Now, we do have a bit of a breeze, a gusty breeze, especially in our north and south oriented valleys. We're gusting at times up over 25 to 30 miles per hour late today into early this evening. And as we go through the night, we'll have a cold front work its way through. It's already working its way through this afternoon, and it will continue to push off to the east. So there's still the chance for some scattered rain and snow showers as we go through the first part of the night. We'll tend to lean more towards rain showers in the valleys and some snowflakes in the mountains. Then through the second half of the night, any of those showers will transition over to just snow showers and will be focused mainly in the higher elevations. We'll see temperatures tonight that will fall back into the teens and 20s across New York and western New England. Most of us will be in the 20s to near 30, so a fairly mild night. We might see a few teens, especially across the higher elevations of the Adirondacks. And moving into the day on Wednesday, we will see another push of cool air, another secondary front come through. So there's still the chance for some snow showers, especially in the mountains where some light accumulations will be possible. Additionally, we'll see some lake effect snows develop in our western areas. So the farther west you travel, the greater the chance that you run into a couple of snow squalls as we go through the day. We may see a spotty rain or snow shower in and around the capital region, but east of the capital region into the Berkshires, there is the potential for at least a little accumulation of snow as we go through the day. Weather is quiet through Thursday with partly sunny skies and a warm front could set off a few snow showers, especially north and west of Albany, and we'll keep that chance for snow showers in the forecast through Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers this evening, then snow showers after midnight, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy with highs in the 30s, some 20s in the higher elevations. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers this evening, then snow showers after midnight, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers and some lake effect snow squalls, breezy with highs in the 30s, some 20s in the higher elevations. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of evening showers, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of a rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s to around 40. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers mainly north and west of Albany, with highs in the 30s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers and highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.